This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Why did I go in for the drink?
Why did I smoke the joint?
I don't know.
Because I wanted to get high and you wanted to taste the drink. That's it. Don't make it a
drink. I don't even like alcohol.
I know.
I don't want to taste
the
drink.
Why of all times do you decide to drink alcohol?
It was like the one thing I shouldn't do.
Every time I'm with you, I say, you want to have a drink? No.
It's the one thing I shouldn't do. Why did I go for it?
You were being rebellious.
Something was going on there. It's uncomfortable to talk about sex, but sometimes it's important to get uncomfortable. Sex Talk with My Mom is the best mom-son podcast about sex.
It's the only one as well.
My mother is a cougar.
My son is a clown.
In a nutshell, my dad died, so my mother decided to create a YouTube channel all about sex, like all mothers do.
And then my son decides to use my material in his stand-up comedy routines.
And thus, Sex Talk with My Mom was born. Welcome to Sex Talk with My Mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
We are chatting about sex and all the things that make us uncomfortable.
But yet unique.
And unique. You know, this was an interesting week for us. I think as the world starts reopening, people start coming out of isolation.
And almost forgetting that COVID even existed. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre. I completely forget to wear my mask sometimes.
Oh, all the time.
It's nuts. And as a result, we become a little more risky with our behavior, I'd say.
Yeah.
We had two encounters this week.
I had one and you had one.
Both involving potentially getting herpes.
Isn't that that's crazy. It is crazy that we both had the
Well, it's not that crazy. I was just looking up statistics. Johns Hopkins says that 50 to 80% of the adult population in the United States have oral herpes. And according to the National Institute of Health, about 90% of adults have been exposed to the virus by age 50. That means everyone your age has been exposed to the virus.
That's what I was thinking, because I was like, you know, a little bit of a wild child at certain points in my life.
Oh, you probably got herpes out the yin-yang.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
So I'm not trying to add to the stigma, but at the same time, I'm also not trying to get herpes because I don't need another virus scare. I've just been scared of the coronavirus for the past year and a half. I don't need this shit.
That's the thing. And so I think what happens is that, for example, with me, I had a choice about smoking a joint with a couple friends, and I decided to do it. Whereas I maybe before would have like, oh, I don't want germs or I don't want possible herpes.
That's fucking it.
But now I'm like, oh, we don't have to wear masks. I can be free and easy.
So you smoked a joint with these people?
Yes.
And you knew that one of them had herpes?
Well, they're a couple, so both, yeah.
Oh, they both have herpes?
Well, I don't know. I'm assuming that if one of the couple has herpes, the other one would have it too.
But you didn't see any outbreaks?
I didn't see any outbreaks, but I definitely was conscious of it and I still went ahead and smoked a joint with them.
Well, it's very hard to... I mean, it's not that hard, but it's much harder to transmit to another person if they're not experiencing an outbreak. Me, on the other hand, I had an experience with someone who was experiencing an outbreak.
Oh, God, yes, I know.
I don't know why. I was so dumb. I saw this herpetic wound or
blister. I love the way you say that, herpetic wound.
And I was like, it's probably just a pimple.
Yeah.
And I had a little sip of this person's drink.
And the...
It was dumb. That's a dumb move. And so then there was a fallout of this experience.
There you go, right down the wall. See, I didn't go down the rabbit hole.
I went down the rabbit
hole.
But only because, well, first of all, I was about to email my doctor, but I'm on the do not disturb list for him now.
What?
Yeah, he emailed me back. This is, by the way, an extension of last week's episode where I talked to the doctor who shamed me for getting a physical exam and asking for lab tests.
Oh, yeah.
So he responds through email once my test results come back. And he says, there is no evidence of syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, or HIV. Your cholesterol and sugar levels are perfect. Hope that helps.
What a little snotty ass
doctor.
Yeah.
So I'm on the do not disturb list. I'm not trying to ask him for more help.
I'm convinced that my doctor and your doctor both think we're nuts.
So I asked
my doctor for sure does, because he requires consultations with me.
He 100% has told you to go on to anxiety medications.
He did.
So my doctor has told me to see a therapist, which I did at his request. Obviously has not helped enough.
So why do you say that?
Because after this encounter to the exposed herp, I did get confirmation from this person that there was indeed herpes involved.
Yes.
And that we did share a cup.
You didn't share a cup. You had one sip of
a cup. I had a sip from the
glass. You weren't like sitting there slobbering all over the cup for an hour.
I thought it was mainly that you get herpes from skin-to-skin contact.
It is.
So it's a kissing situation.
It is.
Okay. And everything online says it is.
Yeah.
That it's very challenging. It would be next to impossible to get it through sipping from a cup. So then just to make sure that this is the case, I text my friend who's an oral surgeon. I text my friend who's an oral surgeon. They're constantly dealing with the mouth. And I said, okay, here's the situation.
When's the last time you talked to him? Because I know which oral surgeon you're talking about.
I texted him,
You haven't talked to him in like years.
5 years, maybe.
5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it was a little out of the blue.
Out of the blue. Do I have herpes?
But I needed an oral surgeon.
I would like to know what you texted him.
I'm on the do not disturb list with my fucking doctor. I needed an oral surgeon at this point.
What did you text?
Texted him saying, I just drank from a glass.
Did you even say hello?
I actually don't think there was a hello involved.
Oh, my God.
It was just, it might have been a, hey, random medical question. I was with someone who has an active herpes outbreak. I drank from the same cup. What's the likelihood of getting herpes? And I thought I was in the clear.
Well, you thought for sure he's going to say, you probably don't have anything to worry about.
Instead, he writes, dang, face palm emoji.
Did that help your anxiety at all?
At this point, I think my stomach dropped into my balls. Dang, face palm emoji? I thought he was joking. He goes, that's exactly how you can get it.
Oh.
And then he goes on to say, you should probably go get these antiviral medications to prevent it from becoming an active outbreak for you. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I call him up. I call him up immediately. I didn't say hello on the call. I just called him up immediately.
Now you just call him up.
I call him up and I say, what the fuck? What do you mean, dang?
Were you like yelling at him like that?
Well, and he's got three kids in the background screaming their heads off.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to ask about the kids, but I was way too concerned about my own mouth.
I'm sure you didn't even mention the kids or his wife or anything else.
No chance.
Oh, my God.
He tells me I need to go to urgent care. I'm fucking I'm in my car in no time.
Going to urgent care?
Urgent care. He said, go to urgent care, get some antivirals.
Is this like the morning after pill?
It's kind of, but it doesn't prevent you from actually getting the virus. It just prevents an outbreak. So anyway.
Well, you know what's going to happen now. No matter what, you're going to think you have it.
90% of Americans at the age of 50 have been exposed to it.
So then what do you give a shit?
I don't know. I don't need the added anxiety. I don't need the stigma. I don't need the stress.
All right. I understand.
So anyway, go to the urgent care.
You think I should go to urgent care?
You should definitely go to urgent care.
Oh, shit.
My urgent care was actually wonderful. Kaiser Urgent Care is blowing my mind, actually. So I fell in love with my physician's assistant that saw me.
At urgent care?
Yeah.
What?
A beautiful Armenian woman.
Oh, my God.
I tell her the story. She's laughing. We're having a good time.
Did you ask her out?
I'm not actually having a great time. Because I tell her the story, and then she says, oh, that sucks. And then she goes, well, don't freak out or anything.
Wait, you heard that sucks from many people now.
What do you mean? Who said that sucks?
Oh, shit.
What?
I wasn't supposed to tell you this.
What?
I asked a doctor in my building.
Yeah?
And your sister said, don't tell Cam.
What the fuck?
I felt like I should ask, and I didn't realize that, well, she did say that sucks, and why'd he do that?
What the fuck? What? I did not need a backup. Why are you asking doctors about this?
I figured you would appreciate me asking a backup.
I know it was I take ownership of this dumbness, okay?
All right.
So I'm with her. She's gorgeous. We're hitting it off. She tells me not to freak out. I'm clearly mid freak out already. I'm shaking, sweating.
You're shaking and sweating.
Yeah. Why is she telling me no? Don't freak out or anything.
I once freaked out when I saw that. I took a mammogram and I was waiting for the results, and I see two doctors walk by the X-ray screens, and they're both looking at this thing, and they're pointing, and then like there's some cancer going on there for sure. I saw two big balls. So I thought those are like
tits.
I thought they're tits. Turns out. It wasn't for me. They were talking about someone else's ovaries.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, I was like you, switching. I was schwitzing. I was sweating.
Well, I got over it eventually, and I returned home, started pounding antivirals, and immediately logged onto Instagram to find out if I should ask this girl out.
Wait, do you think she's going to want to go out with the nut job that you are?
I played it very cool.
That doesn't sound cool at all. You're sweating. And
she puts the pulse thing on me. She starts asking me about it. My pulse is fine at first. And then you hear it go, deet, deet, deet. She starts like, how did this happen? And I start recounting this experience to her. You hear the pulse go, she's like telling me to calm down. I'm like, how are you telling me to calm down? You literally just said, that sucks.
That sucks. Oh, you told her that?
I don't know. But anyway, I might reach out to her and slide into the DMs and say, hey, remember me? The guy who might have contracted herpes last night? You want to hang out?
Oh, my God. I would love it. What if she says that she'd love it? Maybe this is going to be a story you share at your wedding.
I absolutely love it.
That would be great.
It could be from herpes to hero.
Oh, my God. Who's hero?
She's my hero.
She's your hero.
I'm her hero.
Why would you be her hero?
Yeah, because I you know, kept calm during this, potentially tumultuous time.
You were
saying
you were sweating and all these other issues. Your heart rate's elevated.
I don't know why
I did
this.
Did you piss your pants?
I did not piss my pants. I honestly don't know why I did that. I think it involves a death drive.
Oh, okay. I'm not going there.
Yes.
No.
The death drive.
No.
We talked about this in a prior podcast. This is a term made popular by Freud. It's the opposite of eros. Don't tell me to speed up.
No, it's not speed up. It's
stop the
stop,
shit.
Completely stop.
No, the death drive, thanatos, is very interesting to me.
All right, we're not talking
it's
about
our tendency
thanatos.
Tendency towards self-destruction. Why did I go in for the drink?
Why did I smoke the joint?
I don't know.
Because I wanted to get high and you wanted to taste the drink. That's it. Don't make it a
drink. I don't even like alcohol.
I know.
I don't want to taste the
Why
drink.
Of all times do you decide to drink alcohol?
It was like the
I
one
always,
thing I
every
shouldn't
night,
do.
Every time I'm with you, I say, you want to have a drink? No.
It's the one thing I shouldn't do. Why did I go for it?
You were being rebellious.
Something was going on there.
You're blaming this on me, like the
No. It's not your fault. It's not your fault at all.
I think this is the first time you didn't blame it on me.
No, it's just my desire
to be. I think we're just trying
to be
normal again, and we just want to just be doing stuff the way we used to do.
Living life large.
So maybe if the pandemic taught us anything, it's like, well, you don't have to be so fearful about everything.
Well, sneaky freaks, have you gotten yourself into some little
risque situations now that COVID has closed its doors?
Will you hit us up and text us at 310-356-3920?
I'm sure people have done a lot more risky things than take a hit off a joint and a sip out of someone else's drink.
My oral surgeon, by the way, then later texted me once I told him I'm pounding the antivirals, and he said, actually, the odds are quite unlikely that you got it.
Now he tells you after he put you in a complete... That's his
fault. I think he was pushing me... Well, first of all, it's the middle of the night and he's got kids screaming. He is not trying to fuck around with me.
It was the middle of the night when this was going on?
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
Not middle of the night, but
yeah,
it was
because
later.
It's 2 hours earlier or later over there. Mm-hmm. What about the other doctor? I know I told you to call your other friend that's a doctor. Didn't you call him?
I'm already on his Do Not Disturb list. I tried to avoid doing that.
I know. He probably thinks you're the craziest because you've called him up on
I have to be very selective on when I ask who, what, because at this point I call too much. I call too much. Anyway.
You call too much all the time, but it is good to have information.
It's good to have doctor friends. I'll tell you that much.
I know this is a little leap, but I had a TikTok video that was taken down.
Okay.
And it was like 20,000 views overnight. It was a good one. Some guy asked me if I like facials or cream pies. Okay. And I basically said no one likes when someone's squirting in their eyes.
Oh.
Okay, because it stings.
Okay.
I don't know why they would take that down.
So what are cream pies?
You don't know what cream pies are?
It involves an asshole.
I thought so too. But apparently it's just watching cum drip out of you or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but the point...
Let's get a little definition of the cream pie going. We've looked this up many times
together.
Yeah, I
think you looked it up last week.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We looked up like one of the Cleveland's.
Yeah, I also added that I didn't approve of the... I didn't like the Cleveland stream. What's it called again? The Cleveland steamers?
A cream pie is a verb that describes the act of condomless, unprotected sex, and ejaculating inside of a vagina or anus. The act of not pulling the penis out of the vagina or anus and ejaculating inside. And then, I think that the cream pie is called that because the cream.
Yeah, I thought I was giving a public service announcement by saying, forget about the facials and the cream pies. You're watching too much porn. Just make sure you please a woman. That's all I said. I thought it was very good. And TikTok, they gave me a community violations thing, and I said you can appeal it. And normally I appeal and I win, and I appealed it, and they still said it. They still said I'm.
Double.
I was vaxxed out of that situation.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry to hear that you're done with that.
Well, I have another video out that I think will do very well. So this video in less than 2 days got over 11,000 views, and here it goes.
And this guy asks, last question: do you date young black guys that are hung very low? And my answer is, I'm in a relationship, but how low? Gotcha. Just kidding.
Wait, gotcha? Gotcha? What is a gotcha?
Gotcha. Just kidding.
What do you mean gotcha?
I got him.
Got him?
Yeah, I got him. You don't like that?
What universe are you in?
I don't know. It's just in my own little TikTok universe. I have people
on TikTok. How
do
people respond to that shit?
Very good. I have people saying, you are my favorite funny TikToker, and they follow me on other social media because of it, which they might find out about our podcast then, and hopefully they'll get more people listening.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of that, if you're enjoying our show, please share it with a friend or a loved one because that's the way you get the word out about us.
They'll love you even more for it. We are constantly asked by you sneaky freaks how to spice up your sex life.
It literally is the number one question.
And especially if you're in a long-term relationship where you have sex and it's become so routine.
You know, people seek novelty.
And so how do you get novelty in a relationship that you've been in for years?
Sympatic.us.
Sympatic Us. That's a website with a sex survey that allows you to find out what you and your partner mutually desire. The survey lists over 1,000 activities you can do in the bedroom. You and your partner will separately take this survey, fill out exactly what you want to do in the bedroom. What are some examples of this, Mother?
They have things like exhibitionism. Do you like to watch your partner? Do you like to have your partner watch you? Do you like all of the above?
How did you answer that one?
How did I answer that one? All of the above, of course.
And so at the end of the survey, you are both sent a report saying which activities you have in common. You are not told which ones you don't have in common.
This eliminates any awkward conversations if you're not on the same page.
The survey can spark an entire conversation about how you guys want to play in different ways.
You can find out you're both into alternative lifestyles.
Right now, Sympatic Us is offering Sex Talk with My Mom listeners 20% off when you go to sympatic.us and enter code MOM at checkout. That's SIMPATIC.US and use code MOM to get 20% off. That offer is in our episode description. You'll support us when you click that link, sympatic.us. Use code MOM. We talk a lot about health on this show because we are neurotics. And so when it comes to vitamins, we take it very seriously, which is why we recommend Care of. Care of makes it easy to order vitamins and health products that are good for you with clean ingredients that are backed by science.
As opposed to Karen Lee, who decides to get overdosed on magnesium and now can't feel her fingers.
That's what happens when you just go to a random drugstore and you start buying some pills that you didn't even know you needed to take.
And don't even know the dosages. But if you to Care of, you take an online quiz. And it's like actually having a personal nutritionist there right by your side, asking about your diet, your lifestyle, your health concerns, which we have quite a few. And then they tell you what vitamins are perfect for you, and they send you little packets each month.
I told them that I've been working out and boxing like a fiend, and they sent me some plant-based protein powder that tasted delicious and got me jacked.
I love that they gave me ginseng.
Oh, for your brain?
either that or my libido or both. Whatever it is, I trust them, and I love that when I have these packets, it's so easy to take.
You can do some spring cleaning, declutter the house, get rid of all those bottles of random vitamins. And the best part is Care of will send you every month a package with individual packets for daily vitamins to take. So for 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code MOM50. That's MOM50.
50% off. That's incredible.
That's half off, mother. All you got to do is go to takecareof.com and enter code MOM50. Moot, it is time to do a little hit on or shit on. That's right. The segment of the show where we get to respond to your listener comments and questions, and we determine whether they're hit ons or shit ons.
Right. Sometimes we don't know who they're directed to for a while, and I have to take a wild guess. But I could tell you that this is definitely a shit on. It was on my TikTok, and it was from someone named Jack Benny, 1985. He said, "She hangs low too, I bet. Two papayas and tube socks."
Whoa.
That was a shit on. First of
all,
what
the fuck?
How does he know if I hang low or not?
Two papayas in tube socks?
Yeah. I made a little response video to that one.
Does he like when women hang low?
No.
Is he talking about your breasts?
Yes. That's all I can come up with. What were you thinking?
Yeah, papayas and tube socks definitely sounds like it.
Yeah, and I told him he's probably hanging low too, because Jack Benny, first of all, was before my time.
Okay.
And second of all, it's 1985. That's his name, Jack Benny, 1985. You're probably hanging lower than whatever.
He's got good
some
one.
Lower hanging balls.
Yeah, that's a good one, Moot.
He's got some meatballs.
Oh, meatballs and tube socks?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
I got him.
We're good.
I got him.
Got him.
Got him.
I also got a couple confusing texts. We had one from Maggie Moo, who commented saying, "Your hair looks good, Cam." And then I looked at the picture that she's commenting on. It's a picture you posted of me that is from 5 years ago.
She liked it better that way.
My hair is completely short. It looks nothing like it does now.
Well,
what do you mean?
I mean, I didn't have a lot of content.
What is that? Why is Maggie Moo always chiming in about my fucking hair looking shitty?
She likes to voice an opinion.
She voices an opinion, and it's an aggressive negative towards my current hairstyle.
Well, I think she likes the short. It's a compliment. You gotta look.
My hair is very long right now.
But she.
My hair is maybe longer than yours.
She and your grandmothers all prefer to have it shorter.
Guess what? Someone else, Sage, said a picture that I am currently in. It says, look at that cutie and a new dog, LOL.
Well, you're in the picture with the dogs.
Right.
You forgot that.
So she's referring to me as the fucking cutie.
Yeah.
And I got long ass hair in this picture.
That's right.
So take that, Maggie Moo, and thank you very much, Sage. Sage? Sage? What is this last one here you wrote on?
Yeah, this one said, I think this is also in response to some of my TikTok videos about being hung. But seriously, guys, how about a little respect? I love when the guys come up with, protecting me like that.
Oh, he's...
Karen's already told us numerous times that she's in a happy, loving relationship with an old white guy who's hung very, very high. Just the top, it already, McKay. What the hell does that mean?
So just stop it already, okay?
Oh, is that what that meant? Okay, well, anyway, I don't know if Deez would appreciate the
old white guy who's hung very, very high.
What does that mean?
It sounds like it's an old white dude with a short dick.
Oh, so it was a shit on for Deez.
Hung very, very low means he's got some length.
Well, this is all in response to the guy that asked me about if I'm into black guys that are hung low.
These are
all response videos, Cam.
Mom. I think this is a sweep of a bunch of fucking shit-ons, with the exception of Sage.
Sage definitely is not a shit-on. She has a thing for your hair.
Yes.
I think it's time for that, my favorite time of the podcast.
What is that, Mom?
Mom's news.
Oh, Mom's news. Mom's news. The segment of our show where my mother shares earth-shattering, groundbreaking, need-to-know information for your listening worldly pleasure.
I found something that was very interesting that we normally go overseas for my content.
Yes, of course.
To the, you know, in India and in
a lot of UK tabloids.
Yeah. This one, however, is based in North Carolina.
Okay, keeping it domestic.
Yes, the top 10 craziest laws currently on the books in North Carolina. Now, some of them are not that sexual, but they are very funny.
Okay.
For one, number one, it's illegal to borrow your neighbor's dog. I don't understand why it would be illegal to borrow your neighbor's dog, but I thought that was funny. Do you have anything to say about that?
It's the top 10 craziest laws in North Carolina.
Yeah. That's a crazy law.
Okay.
Number two, oral sex is a class 1 felony.
Whoa.
That could be, it's a crime against nature based on several laws.
Oh, wow.
Very strange, right?
Man, do they have that shit backwards.
What do you mean?
It's a backwards shit over there. And I think that actually is probably like it comes from a very religious anti-gay
maybe
situation. Yeah.
Well, it says crime against nature. If any person shall commit the crime against nature with mankind or beast, he shall be punished as a class 1 felon.
Or beast.
So if you like give a blowjob to a sheep.
Yeah.
A male sheep, a ram.
Mr. Bean, if you're listening, take note.
You're going to have two class 1 felonies.
Wow. Okay. Keep going.
Okay. You have to keep a detailed record of every cotton sale you make for at least a year. So
what the fuck is going on? These are like the most outdated, antiquated.
But they're on the book still. Here's number four. It's illegal to hold an organizational meeting while wearing a mask. Sorry, furries. They put a bunch of furries, you know, the guys that like, or girls that like to dress in fur.
Also, what
sexual.
About during a pandemic?
Well, this is including the pandemic. I don't know. I don't understand. Let's see. Number five, it's illegal to have sex in a hotel room if you're not married. And it's also illegal to lie about being married.
Okay. These are the lamest fucking laws.
These are 2021 laws.
This is nuts.
Isn't it?
It sounds like we're back in BC era.
Opposite sex is occupying same bedroom at a hotel for immoral purposes. Falsely registering as a husband or wife shall be deemed guilty of class 2 misdemeanor.
You got to find out when these laws came into existence.
They're on the books.
Totally. I know they're on
number
the books.
Number 6.
Why do you keep saying they're on the books? I know they're on the books.
Number 6. I love this one.
They need to overhaul all this shit.
This one came from like one of my favorite movies, Airplane. Number 6. It's illegal to sniff glue in Huntersville.
What?
So I guess you can sniff glue anywhere else in North Carolina except Huntersville.
Why are the people sniffing glue in Huntersville?
I don't know. Inhalation of fumes is prohibited. No person shall, for the purpose of causing a condition of intoxication, euphoria, excitement, exhilaration, stupefaction, or dulling of the senses or nervous system, intentionally smell or inhale the fumes of any model glue. Provided, however, that this section shall not apply to the inhalation of any anesthesia for medical or dental purposes.
Okay.
So you can sniff glue if you're going to have a tooth extracted.
I love doing that.
I love sniffing. What's the line from Airplane? I picked the wrong day to quit sniffing glue.
Mm.
Number 7, it's against the law to not pay taxes on any illegal drugs you deal. So if you're dealing illegal drugs, you must pay taxes.
And then do you get caught for dealing those drugs?
200 pounds for each gram or fraction thereof. I don't know. Number 8. That's it's great. Now illegal to use climate change science to predict sea level rise. So no mention of the goddamn climate change.
No way.
Isn't that unbelievable?
I wonder when that was made. I mean, obviously, that was more recent.
Right. This whole thing is very current. I just told you that.
It's nuts.
And number 10. Stealing over $1,000 of grease is a class H felony.
Grease?
Grease.
What kind of grease?
Any kind of grease.
Like fat? Like chicken fat?
Yeah. Any waste kitchen grease container or the waste kitchen grease contained therein, which container bears a notice that unauthorized removal is prohibited without the written consent of the owner of the container.
What do you even do with that grease?
You're going to grease things.
You're going to grease things?
Yes.
Speaking of grease,
what?
The best type of grease out there is... Uber Lube to save the day.
Oh my God.
Is that a segue or what?
It's a segue because Uber Lube is our favorite lube. And by the way, I used some Uber Lube this weekend. I like Uber Lube.
Uber Lube is the fucking best. Are you kidding me?
It's just, it has so many multi-purposes.
We had a sneaky freak type in to our Discord channel. She said she's got these nice chubby thighs that rub together sometimes. So she put a little Uber Lube in between her thighs. She says it does a perfect trick.
Multifunctional.
That's exactly right. You could use it for athletics. You could use it for sex.
Oral, anal, and vaginal.
You got it. You can use it even in your hair to tame those hair frizzes. It's a perfect lubricant. It's made from simple ingredients, just a little high-grade silicone and vitamin E.
I love the way you always like do a little hand motion when you say high-grade silicone and vitamin E. It's just like...
Because it's such a simple chemical interaction. It creates this perfect thin layer.
And it's not greasy and smelly. Like some of these lubes smell. They're sticky and they taste terrible. But you don't even know if this is...
It smells like fucking WD-40 sometimes. Yeah. This one, Uber Lube?
Nothing.
No freaking scent.
So how do they get Uber Lube, Cam?
You go to uberlube.com. Use that promo code MOM. You'll get 10% off and free shipping. That's uberlube.com. Use that code MOM. You'll get 10% off and free shipping. Love Uber Lube.
And I guarantee you'll love it.
Guaranteed. Well, thank you for that little Uber Lube announcement. And thank you for that Mom's News.
Mom's News. Mom's News. If you guys have any news that you would like me to share, please leave it on our
Discord channel,
or you can text us.
310-356-3920. You got it. Father's Day is just around the corner, and you probably need a gift for a hairy dad. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0. That's what I would be getting my dead dad if he were still alive today.
That's just lovely, Cam.
I would be getting him something to shave those fucking hairy pubes that he had. Did he shave his balls when he was alive?
I don't think it was as in as it is now.
It's because the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 was not around.
That's exactly right.
I use the Manscaped Lawnmower, by the way.
I'm taking yours.
The new one that they just sent us?
Yes.
You should, because it is literally the best razor I've ever had, and it's the only one that I'll bring close to my genitals. It has advanced skin-safe technology to make sure you don't get grooming accidents. You don't want to nick your nuts.
No, your balls will thank you. It also is rechargeable.
Wirelessly rechargeable.
I love that, because I hate those cords.
Manscaped also makes the amazing Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. It's the perfect nose hair trimmer on the market and the perfect gift for your pops, your partner, your dude in your life. Right now, you can get 20% off and free shipping with the code MOMTALK, M-O-M-T-A-L-K, at manscaped.com. Please make sure to use that code. That's our code. It helps us out when you use it. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code MOMTALK. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls. This year, show your original home some love with Manscaped. Guess what it's time for?
Oh, no.
You know it. It's Cam's Uppers.
Oh, man.
Best part of the fucking show.
I thought we already heard enough
get
of Cam's Uppers.
Get ready to get uplifted.
Oh, man. What about the Thelmas and Eros? Wasn't that Cam's Uppers?
That was absolutely not Cam's Uppers.
Here comes Cam's Uppers.
This is Cam's Uppers. So you guys know I've been very into the cryptocurrency recently.
Yes, I would not say into, I would say obsessed with.
Okay, so I watched a lot of these videos.
You got me on the bandwagon.
Why I like this, it's all about human psychology. You know, it's like, oh, are people getting fearful? How are they feeling about the market? Are they going to choose to buy? Are they going to sell right now?
It's sort of how I feel about TikTok.
It's fascinating. It's like a fucking game. I know exactly. That's exactly how you feel about TikTok.
It's called an obsession. You like to couch it by saying, oh, look, I know human psychology. Nonsense. You're addicted to the damn thing.
I'm addicted to the damn thing. Anyway, it is about human psychology still. And one of the things that they actually hold very highly is this index called like the fear greed index.
Okay.
It basically tells you whether people are feeling extreme fear in the market or extreme greed in the market. So when people are experiencing extreme fear, what do you think we should be doing? Buying or selling?
Buying.
Bingo. People think that the thing is about to plummet. You invest that money then.
Yeah.
And then you probably lose it as well.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what happened to us the past week. And when people are feeling greedy, what do?
Sell.
You sell because people are going to be constantly being like, oh, I want more and more and more. I want more. I'll buy at a higher rate.
Have you bought and sold it in that way or no?
No, I'm just putting my money in, watching it go down and not doing anything about it. But anyway, I find this index extremely interesting, and I think I want to apply it more to my own life. when I'm experiencing fear,
yes,
rather than run into the fucking wormhole, the fucking rabbit hole, I'm going to be doubling down in self-acceptance, self-love, self-confidence.
Oh, I'm going to hold you to this one. This is going to be a good one.
I was thinking, like, what is the opposite of fear in this situation?
Courage.
Bingo. It's this idea of being, you know, bold, confident. It's you double down and saying, no, I stand strong when you're most scared.
Yes, like a cougar.
And then when you find that you're being extremely, like, overconfident and greedy in this situation, when you have too much hubris.
Yes.
What is the answer for this? Amp up the humility. Amp up the check, putting yourself in check and realizing that you're not this perfect human being.
Okay.
And that's Cam's Uppers is the place to be.
Fun living is the life for me.
It's Cam's Uppers. That was the segment of our show where I get to share something very near and dear to my heart that my mother typically finds
extremely confusing.
Were you confused by this?
Yes.
What the fuck were
and
you confused by?
And it was also very boring.
Boring?
Boring.
You were bored?
Yes.
Usually not bored.
I know. And there was a couple things that were interesting and the rest was...
Oh.
Confusing, boring, and I'm not sure where you're going.
I don't think you'd enjoy being in my brain for most of the day.
I don't think so either. It's way too complex. I'm very shallow. I like to laugh at little things like farting. Speaking of farting, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I had experience at Target with these.
We talked about being at Target and farting.
No, it just happened to me in real life.
Wait, that was a hypothetical last time we talked about it.
It became a reality.
What?
I went to Target with these.
And?
I don't know how it happened, but I was walking and all of a sudden I just slipped out some very loud farts.
Oh, my God.
And there were people right by us. I didn't realize it. And of course, Deez had to like make a big show of it. He was like, aha. And the people like were like looking at me like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed for you.
Oh, wow.
It was mortifying. And there's nothing you could do besides laugh at it. You just got to laugh.
So you didn't care that Deez was throwing you under the bus there?
He threw me under the bus, again, just for the laughs. You know, he likes to do that just for the laughs.
Yeah, he does that for the laughs.
And it was not that big of a deal, but it was just ironic that I ended up, it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. We talked about farting in Target. Next thing you know, I farted in Target.
I'm telling you, these self-fulfilling prophecies, they're happening left and right.
You think it's something
that's, part of me doesn't even want to have the podcast.
What?
Yeah, we talked so much about my anxieties on these podcasts that I think that they're self-fulfilling.
Okay, you're blaming the podcast.
Yeah, I'm blaming the Sneaky Freaks for this one.
Oh, it's the Sneaky Freaks' fault.
All right. You want to? Speaking of the Sneaky Freaks, do you want to read some listener texts?
I think we're ready.
It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
Just the Tip, where we get tips from you guys that are our listener texts. And you can find us on all social media, by the way. We also have a TikTok page, in case you guys weren't aware of that.
Everyone's fucking aware, Mother. You don't stop talking about TikTok. All right. This is from Pedro. He sent me a text to 310-356-3920. So that came to both of us. He said, "Dear Sneaky Freaks, I'm involved with a cougar in the semi-formal way Cam describes. And we have been often playfully referring to each other as imaginary husband and imaginary wife."
I think that's adorable.
Is that fucking adorable or what?
That is very cute.
And by the way, this refers back to our last episode where I was describing how, you know, now that we're coming out into the public, you know, people are trying, because of the quarantine, they want to feel that intimacy, that human connection, but at the same time, they don't want to be like tethered down in this romantic partnership. So it's like a serious casual or like a semi-formal that people are after, it seems, you know? So anyway, Pedro seems like he's got this exact thing
right,
going on.
Right, well, we're kind of trying to figure out the relationship between friends with benefits and someone who you're emotionally involved with and physically involved with, but you don't really call it a FOB.
Exactly. FOB.
Friends of benefits?
No, friends.
I meant FWB. Don't make me laugh.
Oh my God.
FWB.
Okay. So Pedro said, "There is no real expectation of monogamy or anything serious in the future coming of it, but we enjoy each other's company sometimes and sometimes just bang it out and part ways." She came up with, and maybe a better label, sex friend.
Sex friend?
This is my sex friend.
Why is that different than friends of benefits?
Sex friend is more explicitly sex oriented. A friend with benefits is kind of like we're friends first and then we have a little benefits on the side. Sex friend is like, oh, this is the person I have sex with.
Oh.
I kind of like sex friend better, actually.
Sex bomb, sex bomb.
You're my sex friend. Bomb. Okay. Cecilia said, in reference to Corey's anal story, the last episode where he had anal, There was some shit and vomit involved.
A lot of shit and vomit. And if you guys are into that shit, any kind of excrement jokes or stories, go back to our last episode and listen to Corey's description of what happened to him when he had
one of the funniest stories I've ever heard.
Anal sex with his
and
his
Cecilia
partner.
Agreed. She says that anal sex story, and then she gave us that meme of Michael Scott from The Office laughing.
It is a funny one.
And then she goes on to say, I absolutely love Cam's rants. Thank you, Cecilia.
Cecilia, help me.
They kill me every time, so I would definitely love to read that book of letters. She's referring to letters of my father wrote. My
we have to do
father.
That. We have to do that. I mean, he has imaginary characters in there.
Yeah, no one knows they're imaginary. All right. Well, we've come towards the end of our show, Mother, and I wanted to say to all of our sneaky freaks, thank you so much for listening. Your constant support to us, especially in times of anxiety, which I very much appreciate.
Yes.
And if you would like to join the other sneaky freaks, there's a wonderful community and conversation going on Discord. All you got to do is go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. You'll have access to a huge list of chat rooms that are all sex talk with my mom related. They just added a new one where they share music. It's very fun.
It is very fun.
And you can support us there.
That would be a great place. Another thing is, by the way, all these stories about cougars and friends with benefits with cougars, they're all in my book. I should talk about that. I never really discussed that. I wrote
a talk
book.
About it.
It's called Fuck Games, Date Cougars.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon. You can get it in the digital version or the paperback. But I think you guys will find out a lot of good information about cougars there.
I love it. Love the book, love the shout out, and I love when people leave ratings and reviews for us.
I love those people too.
This came from Sype Riot. Amazing. This is a great show, educational and hot. There is something about the sexuality of the mother I particularly like and love that her son is Buddhist. 5 stars.
Oh my God, I love this guy. Who is this?
Sype Riot.
I like this guy or girl. He, she, they, whatever you are.
I noticed that
it.
You have a sexuality and then I have a Buddhist quality.
I know. And that's why when the other day when we were going through your new pictures on Tinder, I had to help you.
First of all, it's not Tinder.
Or whatever you're Hinge. On. Hinge.
And you think you are able, you have a better eye for
yes.
sexiness than I do?
Yes.
I think you've got an outdated eye.
You had a picture of yourself with some sort of a cartoon next to you. I don't understand what that was all about.
Next to
it
me.
Was a cartoon. I think you were trying to block someone else out, but you put a big...
I put a fucking emoji over these people because you're not supposed to put your... You always say, don't put your friends in the picture.
I know, but it almost looks worse because
no,
all
you
you're
have
not even
to show. You have to show that they're a friend. You have friends, that you do things in public.
You don't notice that you have friends because you have emojis over them. So it looks like
you can't put the face...
Stupid
you can't,
dinosaur sitting on top of him.
No, it's a little sticker.
A sticker of a dinosaur.
It's not a... It's a heart. It's a heart-shaped sticker.
It was a little, oh, that's true. I thought it was like a little dinosaur heart.
No.
Whatever it was, is
it outdated?
Outdated. What's outdated?
Outdated advice over here.
It's not outdated. Your advice of putting emojis on there is not a good idea.
It's not advice.
And what is
I'm
this guy's
it.
Name again? Or girl?
Sype Riot.
Sype Riot. Thank you for sharing that you find my advice a little hot and sexy. And Cam, you call yourself a clown. What do you think? That's going to be hot and sexy?
I don't know. I'm ready to go into the monastery, I think.
You've always wanted to do that.
Yeah.
You always wanted to become a Buddhist.
Yeah.
And go into
you don't need to worry about
Tibet.
Dating. You don't need to be worrying about diseases. You just sit. You just, I guess
sit
you.
Sit there. It's you not just, exactly an exciting lifestyle.
That's correct. Yeah, that is true. Anyway, thank you guys for listening, Mother.
Well, I know that our sneaky freaks have other options out there. There's a lot of podcasts to listen to. And I know that by listening to us, you're taking your precious time and giving it to us. So we appreciate that. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate the love and the reviews that we get like that. If you guys want to leave a review like that, it's ratethispodcast.com/mom.
You got it.
All right. So are we ready?
We're ready. Sing them out, Moot.
And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. And having a little neuroses. I think I've done that one before.
You always do that one. Anyway.
Neuroses kind of rhymes with...
It's just neuroses. It's not neuroses.
Yeah, but it doesn't match like the rhythm unless you say neuroses. You can't say it's neuroses.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you for listening.
Love you.
Hope you have a wonderful rest of the week. Bye.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.